Yes, friends, this is the Adrian Just Show, a program specially written for sound radio.
You don't have to tell us, Doctor.
Yes, come with us now to a typical script conference.
And the conductor says, if you could have done that with your fishing rod, I'd have let you on.
How about the one with a Scottish football supporter asking the way? He says to the taxi driver, where am I? Driver says, Haymarket, bottom of Piccadilly. He says, cut out the details, mate. What town am I in?
No. I've got a better one. Oh, hello, Barry. How are you?
Oh, terrible, mate. Terrible. Fortnight ago, my sister falls down the stairs, doesn't she? Breaks 3 ribs. She ain't come out of the hospital yet. Last week, my missus got pneumonia. She left me looking after the kids. And yesterday, the doctor told me father he's only got 3 months to live. And on top of that, I'm driving here this morning and I give in the mother-in-law a lift and I went straight in the back of a bus. She went right through the windscreen.
You think that's funny? Have you heard the one about the 2 Jews stuck in a lift?
Script conference, who are we trying to kid? A couple of boxes of England's glory and the Reader's Digest and we're away. We're away now with Modern Romance. They go, congering into Radio 4. And what a welcome awaits them there. That's Modern Romance with aspirations to the hayleaf.
Oh, swipe me, how glittering.
Talking of the hayleaf, what's that book you're reading?
It's Burke's Peerages.
Burke's Peerages, what's that?
Oh, it's a brilliant idea. It's a book which contains the names of the 20,000 most noble people in the realm.
Who'd want to read that, Pete?
Well, the 20,000 most noble people in the world. course, the whole business of ancestry is extremely fascinating. I've been into my past, you know.
Really?
Yes, I've traced myself back at Somerset House. And you know, in primordial times, my great-great-great-great-grandfather come over with the Druids.
What, the Druids of Lymington Crescent?
Yes, George and Phoebe's ancestors.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's marvellous, isn't it?
But the wonderful thing about it, the ancestry business, is, you know, we've all got a bit of noble blood in our veins.
Yeah, it's the best place for it, isn't it, Pete?
And do you know that we're all in line for succession to the throne?
Really?
Yes, if 48,200,701 people died, I'd be queen.
Now he tells us.
I wonder where I'd come in the line of succession.
I think 3/4 of the world has to pass away before you get it.
Thank you very much.
Consequences, alter cases, broken noses, altered faces, my ego altered, altered egos, wherever I go, so does me go. Walk through the fields where the flowers are growing, carve out your names on the first tree you see. There are 22 catches when you strike your matches and get down on your knees in the tunnel of love. Your friends for a new way of life, and both ended up as ex-husband and wife. There were 22 catches when you struck your matches and threw away your life in the tunnel of love.
It's a great album too, but that's a single. Funboy 3 in the tunnel of love. Oh yeah?
Yeah, Michael, where have you been? You went through.
And why the devil shouldn't I be? I've been in the tunnel of love.
Oh, well, what's the matter? Was there a leak in the boat?
What boat?
He sounds like the bloke who went on the wall of death and lived. And got done under the Trade Descriptions Act.
Some people sing about Deutsche girls and girls from California. They might be alright for a night, alright, but don't trust them, I warn ya. I've been to the east and I've been out west and I've been all the world around, but I ain't seen none come anywhere near the girl from a London town.
Give me a London girl every time. I've got a fine one, I've made up my mind. Give me a London girl every time. I want a London girl.
Marry a girl from London town, you know you can trust them. They'll darn your socks and wash your men's trousers if you bust them. They're all good cooks and they got good looks and they won't lead you a dance. I'm gonna find a London girl out about it. You don't find a girl from a London town, you better off doing without it. They don't create when you come home late and you're crawling up the passage floor. And they won't muck about when you've gone out with a geezer in the house next door.
Give me a London girl every time. I've got a fine one, I've made up my mind. Give me a London girl every time. I want a London girl.
If you ever go down to London town, your legs will turn to jelly. Cause the girls down there, I swear, they're just like models off the telly. But they don't need no makeup, they look good as they are. And they've always got a pound to buy their round when it's their turn at the bar.
Did very well. I got a point, lads. These mother of pearls down here are strictly the business. Nice boat, Scotch's kingdom. Not a bad pair of faintings, neither.
You are.
I was just concurring with Chaz and Dave here, darling. London girls have definitely got it. And I tell you what, they don't stand any nonsense either.
Right, now just lay down on the couch, Mr. Food.
Are you sure you know what you're doing, Doc?
Don't worry. I can get rid of all your neuroses before you can say Sigmund Freud.
What?
Now then, I'm going to show you three ink blobs. I want you to tell me what these shapes remind you of. Number one.
Ah, well, this looks like a man. Yeah, a man getting undressed.
From this ink blob, you get that? Very well. Number two.
Oh, now this is a wrestler. Yeah, a big wrestler with all his clothes off.
Number three.
Oh, now this is a man too. Yeah, a man just getting out the bath, all hot and steaming, ready to pounce on me.
Well, Miss Stafford, your responses show an abnormal obsession about sex.
My responses? It's you what keep showing me all them dirty pictures.
I always remember my psychiatrist saying to me, just in case all this technical language has confused you, you're a dummy!
Beware, beware of black eyes. Slipping and sliding on.
for the day, though.
Yes, while you're tucked up nicely in bed at 2 in the morning, spare a thought for us poor DJs driving back from gigs up and down the country. Freezing fog, blizzards, black ice, the lot. That's Dave Bartram from Shoddy Waddy having trouble with them too. Well, it's time now to nostalgia about another hazard that used to be on the road. Kids in go-karts.
Now, those of you that don't know what a go-kart is, a go-kart is made from old orange crates and stuff like that. And you've got to have baby coach wheels. Nothing else will work. And you got to have your own music to ride your go-kart. That was my music. Old Weird Harold took his from the Lone Ranger. We had a race on Dead Man's Hill. It was called Dead Man's Hill because it went straight down for about a quarter of a mile, and then it emptied out onto a freeway. Henceforth, the name Dead Man's Hill. They're off! Ha! We're going down the hill. And I'm winning by 6 inches. Right behind me is old Weird Al. And he's gaining on me. Boom! Gotta catch up with him. Reached into my pocket, pulled out my trusty can of 3-in-1 oil. Zoomed ahead. And I look about 20 feet from the bottom of the hill and I see 900 cop cars waiting. I went to my emergency brake, which is a piece of wood. Phew, no good. Put my legs down. I gotta stop. The cops are gonna lock us up. No, no. We smashed up 5-6-year-old kids on the ground crying. Oh, oh, the cops are beautiful. Gonna scare us to death. Put the handcuffs on us, and it backfired on them because her wrists were so skinny that as soon as we put our arms down, they fell off.
You can just see them when they got home, can't you?
Hi, son. Have an accident?
No, thanks, Mom. I just had one.
Paper Sun, because 7 years ago today, Her Majesty the Queen joined a union.
Go on.
It wasn't the Sun, actually, it was the Express. You see, she started the new printing presses rolling there, and because it's a closed shop, she had to join Not Sober, and that's Soper, the print union. I've not forgotten the day that Russian trade delegation went round there.
What time's they start work here?
Well, I generally roll in about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? In Russia they start 6 in the morning. If you're 5 minutes late, pew, instant dismissal. What time's the break?
Well, about 11, I knock off for the coffee break lot. Some of the lads lot to get a bit on, but they're back into a work situation by about 11:40.
11:40? How long for lunch?
Well, me and my brothers, we finish about 1, down a boozer till chucking out time. So you can say we're back into an ongoing operational mode by about 3:10.
Yeesh, in Russia 10 minutes for lunch. Sandwiches, salt beef sandwiches at your machine. What time's they finish?
Oh, well, they'll be getting the cars round the front about 4 o'clock. See, if you leave it too late, the traffic situation around here is dreadful.
In Russia, no problem. All the workers are supplied with bicycles. They work 6 in the morning till 10 at night.
We won't get more lads to do that.
Why not?
We're all communists.
It's like the two blokes who were arguing and one says, I'm working hard, you know, 6 to 6, 12 hours a day. So the chap says, so what, I'm working harder, 7 till 7, 14 hours a day. Yep, you guessed, Don Henley.
Just give me something I can use. People love it when
As you'll hear later on with Gambo, most of the American charts comprised of British records, but there's one that's on an exchange scheme, if you like. Don Henley going up our charts with his Dirty Laundry.
Well, that's the high-powered American style of journalism, but if you look at newspapers in other countries, you'll find life slightly more run-of-the-mill.
Good morning, Tel Aviv Times Tribune classified ads.
Good morning. I would like to place an advertisement, please. Wanted by energetic young farmer, a wife. Must be under 30 years of age and must own a tractor. If interested, please send photograph of tractor.
Radio 1, National Radio. Yes, as you get older, you get less fussy, don't you? I mean, it's like a girl at 20, she'll say, what's he like? Is he handsome? At 30, she'll say, is he well off? And at 40, she'll say, where is he?
As I lie here, thinking of you, I realize that nothing is new.
Lying in my bed, thinking of you, I realize nothing is new. You say you love me, but want success. I say you're lying, nothing has changed. This is a sign of the times, peace of more to come. This is a sign of the times, time to be alone. This is a sign of the times, peace of more to come.
It seems to me that you don't really care. I realize now nothing is new. Time to live my life without you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the famous French writer Victor Hugo was born today in 1802. And I suppose his most famous work was The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Hence that one from The Bell Stars. Poor old Quasimodo. He never had any luck, did he? Especially at the tailor's.
Shop!
Oh, Mr. Quasimodo. Now, don't tell me you come in for a new suit.
Yes. How did you guess?
Oh, just hunch. Say, how'd you get on with that lawsuit, or don't you? The one with the two pair of pants.
Oh, very unlucky. Spilt boiling lead on the jacket.
Now, let's have a look. 23...
I see you've put up my picture over the mantelpiece.
Yeah, it's not much, but it keeps the kids away from the fire. Now, how do you want this suit?
I want the right sleeve to stop at the elbow and the left trouser leg 10 centimetres shorter than the other. No lapels on the jacket, no pockets and no turn-ups. How much will it cost?
Oh, well, with all those extras. I'll tell you what, to you for a lump sum, sorry, 500 francs, be ready in 4 weeks.
4 weeks? It only took 6 days to make the whole world.
Oh, no. But have you seen the state that's in?
His next stop was the bank. He said to the manager, lend us a fiver till I get straightened out.
Efficient, logical,
effective,
and practical, using
all resources
to the best of our abilities, changing,
designing,
adapting
our mentalities,
improving
our abilities
for a better way of life.
Reminiscent of the Mayall brothers, isn't it? Sparks, you know. OMD, though, it's rather nice, called Genetic Engineering. Tell you what I haven't done this week that I was hoping to do. Let's go over to the Langham and see the exhibition of children's programmes there. Apparently it's really good. Still, it's on for an extra fortnight now, so I've got no excuse to pop over and relive those thrilling days of yesteryear.
When you think of children's television 25 years ago, I bet you couldn't remember a one from then.
I could.
Go on, who?
Torchy the Battery Boy.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, he was good, he was.
Ragtag and Bobtail.
Yeah, the Bee Gees, they've done well, haven't they, then?
Muffin the Mule.
That's an offence now, isn't it? You can't do that. It's funny, isn't it? Times have changed, you see. It's a shame.
The Wooden Tops.
The Wooden Tops, they were good. Yeah. They had that dog, didn't they?
Spotty
what
Dog.
What was it called? Spotty Dog. Visual gag.
And the flower pot men.
Bill and Ben.
Oh, you mean Skogalogalolob?
Yeah, that's it. First immigrants we ever had.
Ooh, lobba hobba dibby hobba hobba hobba
hobba. Ah, yes, happy days. Mind you, the programmes they have on now are pretty good. Very educational, too.
Hello, children.
Hello.
Hello. Well, last week we showed you how to be a gynaecologist, and this week we're going to learn how to play the flute, how to split the atom, and how to irrigate the Sahara and make vast new areas cultivatable. But first, here's Jackie to tell you how to rid the world of all known diseases.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, first of all, become a doctor and discover a marvellous cure for something, and then when the medical world really starts to take notice of you, you can jolly well tell them what to do and make sure they get everything right so there'll never be diseases anymore.
Thanks, Jackie. That was great.
Oh, sounds like I could do with a squib under the backside, some of them.
I see on Blue Peter now, they have found a way of splitting the atom. You send it through the post marked fragile.
Until you've been beside a man, you don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go. Oh,
that's one of them Lazio records, friends, that just gets into your brain.
Exactly. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Shame on the Moon.
If we'd had our own rocket, I'd have been the first one up there. I had me named down for the Blue Streak, but no, we missed our chance again.
Well, if we can go into space and visit them, maybe the reverse is true.
Strange experience last night. It's left me with a bit of an indelible impression on my mind. I was sat at the bottom of the garden, and I was looking at the night sky, that great celestial canopy. Just then, this ball of fire came from the sky, from the heavens, and plummeted right in my garden, right in the middle of a clump of dwarf gladioli. You can imagine how I felt when I saw a hole appear in the side of this metal ball, and this thing got out, this tall, thin, green man with enormous ears. He looked like a corroded wingnut. And he went, "Ooh!" I said, "Where are you from, old space traveller? Are you from the moon?" He said, "The moon!" I said, "How long did it took you to get here?" He said, 15 light years, 3 months and a weekend. I I said, what do you want? He said, come and use your toilet.
Have you seen those pictures of the moon? All those craters? Oh, there's got to be life up there, hasn't there? Even if it's only Sunday golfers. Khan, best in the West, because it's Buffalo Bill's birthday today. Bill Cody, born in 1846, who might have been a bit of a tough guy out in the Wild West, but I don't think it'd lasted 10 minutes with the black-hearted villains there were in this country. Especially the ones round
Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells, 1899.
Hey, what's up, Cassidy?
The stage was held up by bandits. They got the gold shipment we was bringing from East Grinstead.
That's the third this week. So what were you doing?
We did all we could. We was outnumbered. We couldn't help it out.
I don't wish to know that. Kindly leave the stage. Hey, Sheriff! When are we going to have some law and order around here?
I'm doing the best I can, boys. I'm out rounding up my posse now. Here, pussy, here!
Excuse me, are you Miss Kitty?
That's right, stranger. Kitty Dillon. But my friends call me regularly.
Bronco Chubbs Fanshawe, how do you do?
Chubbs Fanshawe, huh? Say, you're quite a big man around the frontier.
Yes, I'm putting on a bit of the back here, too. So you're the sheriff, Kitty?
Yep.
Tell me, isn't it a little unusual for a woman to be sheriff?
Yep, I suppose so. But Dillon has always been sheriff here, ever since my great-grandfather, Bicarbonate Dillon. He was one of the early settlers.
He just breezed in from the Windy City. Mind you, there's a lot to be said for women sheriffs, especially if they've got a shoulder holster. All the blokes will be there waiting for her to pull out the wrong pair of 38s.
Sometimes I look up high, and then I think that might just be a better life. Away from all we know, that's where I wanna go. Out on the wild side. And I wish I was. Whoa.
Yes, get off the guest stove, Granny. You're too old for riding the range. The Electric Light Orchestra with a Wild West Hero. Yee-ha.
Marvellous. I've heard Liverpool Irishmen better than that.
Well, it's just time now to mosey on down to a dude ranch. And you don't find any bigger dudes than this bloke. Hello there.
Howdy.
Quite. Now, what's the name of this ranch?
The name of this ranch is the Bar 9. Circle R. Lazy O. Rocking W. Flying L. Bar 7. Rocking L. Circle 9. Ranch.
Tell me, do you have any cattle here?
No, you see, not many of them survived the branding.
He used to wrap them up in brown paper, but he got done for rustling. Never stare. Maybe act a little bit too shy. You'll have to make the first move. Don't be afraid of coming on too strong. I'm in a loving mood. I've been waiting for you all night long. Don't you know what to do? Pleasant. Melissa Manchester with Nice Girls. Hey, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this, huh? Or conversely, what's a girl like this doing in a nice place like his?
Oh, gee, this tapioca pudding tastes like fish paste!
That's caviar, darling. It's sturgeon's roe.
Sturgeon? Oh, I just love a medical man, don't you? My father used to follow the medical profession.
Was he a doctor?
No, he was an undertaker. Like I say, he used to follow the medical profession. Oh, this is nice.
That's very valuable. It was over 500 years old.
Oh, well, as long as it wasn't a new one.
Look, darling, if you'll care to follow me, we'll have our drinks in the library.
The library? Oh, you putting me on? It shuts at 6 o'clock.
If brains were dynamite, you couldn't blow a nose. She saw a sign outside a shop last week, said stainless steel sinks. She said, I know.
Communication left.
Spandau Ballet having communication troubles. Don't worry, lads. With all the vagaries of the English language, it's a wonder we communicate at all.
Consider, for example, the Frenchman coming to this country. He lands thinking he knows English. He buys a newspaper, he sees the headline, says, exhibition pronounced success. he turns it over quickly, and the back page, the headline reads, gun spelt disaster.
What chance has a foreigner got with that? At the little old lady met the student. She said, what to do, son? He said, I'm at the university taking medicine. She said, is it doing you any good? The only people we upset are those who upset us, like show-offs, posers. Like the big Yank come out the dock gate, 48 cameras round his head. Went into a dockside pub and there's a father and son standing there. The father's a bit mutton Jeff and he's left his hearing aid at home and they're standing there. This fellow went in and he said, can I have a glass of that dark beer, please? The young fellow said, you're American, aren't you?
He says, matter of fact, yeah, I'm from San Diego, California.
He said, he's American! American! From America!
So I'm over here on holiday.
On his holidays! Over here!
His last time I came into this pub was during the war. There was a barmaid here called Nellie. By God, what a girl Nellie was.
He said, he knows me, ma'am!
She used to have one of those American negligees, you know. One yank and it was off. I'm off right after Wide Boy Awake.
I want my good time up forever. Maybe that's enough for me. So every time I take a flipper, I got my return journey. There's a girl, she's very okay. Always fix me up with food. We make noise down by the yard and we so much chicken too. Bonaventure, I've been everywhere. Bonaventure, it's a wide, wide place. Bonton roulette, maybe you don't care about where you go or about where you stay. My good friend, boy, he's a friend. Yeah, he's a boy and he's a face. And his attitude is that we can't walk around any place. We don't get in by the window, we got tickets and
Why Boy Awake with Bonaventure. Stay tuned for JK and Paul Gambaccini. Sort of boner contention. That's it for today. It's 10R from me, and thanks to producers Ron Belcher and Anthony Pugh. And we'll leave you with this thought on why chickens never have parties. Is it because these days it's difficult to make hens meet?
Radio 1
with Jonathan King.